Okay, Rabosai, we are. I want to finish up our discussion from yesterday. I also want to do the run and then essentially put this sugya to bed. So just to recap very, very quickly. So we saw, we're in the vision of the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos. And Tosfos assume that in Kol HaTorah Kula, Zechiah is midin Shlichus. Zechiah equals Shlichus, and that raises the problem because our Gemara seems to indicate that a Katan has Zechiah, and a Katan does not have Shlichus. So how could it possibly be that if there is Zechiah midin Shlichus, how can a Katan have Zechiah and he does not have Shlichus? That's the basic problem that the Rishonim are grappling with. And Tosfos gave, and the Halach in Tosfos basically says in Suvis, in the Sugya of Ger Katan, Tosfos basically says in the sugya in Suvis that Anan Sahadi, that we can presume the problem with Katan is not that he's mufka from Shlichus, but he can't appoint a Shliach, and when it comes to Zechiah, it's an absolute schus. So Anan Sahadi, an assumed appointment, presumptive das, that is how Rabbi Kiveger understands Tosfos. We'll see Rabbi Kiveger in a second, but that is the vision of Tosfos, and therefore Katan can have Zechiah, but a Katan does not have Shlichus. In contrast, you have the position of the Ksos. Ksos got into, we're not going to go through it again, Yesh Omidas lo have Yesh, and therefore he says if it's Yesh Omidas lo have Yesh, you cannot have a presumptive Zechiah, you cannot have assumed Zechiah, that's exactly what Yesh Omidas lo have Yesh assumes, and therefore it says Ksos, there's a Gzeres HaKosav, that Zechiah works because it is a Shlichus B'li Minui, or in the alternative, the Torah does the Minui, the Torah makes the Minui. And we discussed yesterday the nafkamina. What nafkamina is? Tofis v'achov makushchav l'achrini. Does that apply only in a case of a zechiah operation, or even in a case of shliach? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, that brings us more or less up to date. I want to now just go through some of the marmakomas that we had. The Rabbi Akiva Eger and the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger's son. So Rabbi Akiva is on this Tosfos in Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph, and Tosfos again tells us that a Katan has Zechiah because the problem is the Minui, it's not in the Shlichus itself, it's in the Minui, and Zechiah solves, Zachna Adam Shol B'Fanav solves the Minui problem. So take a look at the Kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger's son. So he says over here, Amar Li Achi Chabibi, this is actually Rabbi Akiva's son speaking, my brother Harav Shlomo Eger ask the following kasha. Shedivrei HaRambam b'tam ein shlichus l'katan. Why is it that there's no shlichus l'katan? Mishum d'katan lav bar dasu. A katan doesn't have das, and therefore, since a katan doesn't have das, he cannot make a shliach, which is kedivrei Abba Mori zatzakol. It's like my father says, Zechat Tzadik v'kadosh levracha, is that a katan who's a lav bar das, therefore, cannot make a shliach. And if that's true, aval omar lefakfek bedvarav michotzer dekata, because then that's going to pose a problem when it comes to din of chotzer. What's the issue? Dekatan less le chotzer mishum dechotzer degavra mishum shlichus yisraboy. So how do we know the din of chotzer? We have a halacha that a chotzer is kona for someone. Chotzer kona. How does a chotzer kona? I have to make a ma'isa kinyan. How does Kinyan Chotzer work? So the Gemara Bava Metzia tells us, Kinyan Chotzer works midin shlichus. Just like a shliach is an extension of me, so my Chotzer operates ki'ilu, he's my shliach. Shlichus is mishum shlichus isra'boy, v'harei b'chotzer. Do I need to do something to appoint my Chotzer as my quote-unquote shliach? No. Is there such thing as a minui chotzer? No. So there's no minui chotzer. If there's no minui chotzer, then should a katan have a chotzer according to the thesis of Rabbi Kiveger? He should have a chotzer. After all, there's no problem in the shlichus, the problem is the minui. Where I have shlichus b'li minui, it should work. What's one example of shlichus b'li minui? Zechiah. What's the second example of shlichus b'li minui? Chotzer. And therefore, And therefore, it ought to work. Should be an automatic pilot. And as such, Sarach Iyun, does this pshat really hold water?
But we know that Chatzer is not Kona.
We know Chatzer is not Kona for Katan. Correct.
From where?
From all over Shas, and as we saw in the Rambams as well. Okay, so that's, I want to just deal with that quickly. It's not going to take us that much time, but let's take a look at the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, which starts to perhaps, will help us focus on this issue. So the Mishnah says as follows, Ra'a oso ratzin achar Metzia. So you see someone running after a Metzia to be kone. Achar tzvi shavur, achar gozlo shalo parchu, ve'omar zachsa li sadi, zachsa lo. So he sees this deer running into his field. And now he says, ooh, that's great. I want this deer. It's a deer that's hefker. I want to be kone. So what does he do to enable his chatzer to be kone? Zachsali sadi. He says, words. He says, words. Are those words critical to the operation of the kinyan? Zachsali sadi. Is that just stam in the Mishnah? Or is the enunciation, the iteration, is that critical to the activation of the chatzer to be kone? So Tosis on the spot says, Zachsalo, nire, da'af al-gav de lo amar zachsalo, de zachsalo, kedamrina la'el. Basically, Tosis says, lav dafka. And the fact that it says Zachs on the Reisha is because it's going to say Zachs on the Seifa, and it's in a Seifa when you have a Tzvi or a bird that is flying free. So then, even if you said Zachs alo, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So the Torah, the Mishnah for consistency said Zachs on the Reisha as well. But Zachs on the Reisha is not required, which means that the Kinyan Chatzer works automatically. It does not need an activation. Who would seemingly disagree with this position of Tosis? So I put a couple of Rambams on the Marmakomos. The Rambam in Zechiah Matana, Perek Dalin, Halacha, Ches, and Tes. So the Rambam here writes as follows. And I think this is going to be a critical point to explain, perhaps, this Rav Akiva Eiger. So look at the Rambam, Perek Dalin, Ches, and Tes, and Zechiah Matana. So the Rambam writes, Zachin lekatan afilu ben yom echad ulegadol ben befanav ben shlo befanav vechatzero. So notice the Rambam writes zachin lekatan, and then he says in the same halacha vechatzero shel adam konelo shelo midato. So do you need to do anything for your chatzer? Shelo midato af al pi sheino omed shar. Even if you are not there, your chatzer works. Why? It's as if someone else was zoche for you. Now it's interesting, this Rambam. He puts zachin and kinyan chatzer together. And he refers to, how is your chatzer working? It's as if someone was zocha for you. Like zachin. Someone zocha for you. Your chatzer is zocha for you. Now the Rambam says, one second. Let me make some critical qualification. Bamed var mamurim bechatzer hamishtameris. When is this true? If this chatzer is what? Is a secure chatzer. Aval b'chatzer she'eino mishtamer es kigom. Sodeyu v'churvaso ad she'yeh omeid bitzida. In order for your chatzer she'eino mishtamer es to be kone, where must you be? You must be standing next to it. V'yomer, and you must say, zacha li sadi. Then you require expression, you require a statement.
That's when the words matter.
One second. Then the words matter. Similarly, Kinyan Arba Amos. What kind of Kinyan is a Kinyan Arba Amos?
For a katana.
Yeah, but what kind of Kinyan is it?
Yeah.
kinyan arba amos. What? No. It's a moving, mobile kinyan chatzer. Because my arba amos is considered to be my what? It's my domain. That's my domain. If I'm standing Shemona Esrei, can someone walk in front of me, Dalet Amos? No. Why? Because they're trespassing. Kinyan Dalet Amos enables me to acquire midin chatzer. That's my chatzer, says the Rambam. Arba Amos is kone in a private domain. Is kone in a private domain again? And if it's a if it, that that by definition, would you say my Dalet Amos is mishtameris or not mishtameris? Mishtameris. Why? Because I'm right there. I'm right there. That by definition is called mishtameris. That's one set of Rambams. The second set of Rambams is in Hilchos Gzela Aveda, Perek Yud Zayin, just very quickly, Halacha Yud Yud Aleph. And here the Rambam, again, identifies, a katan ein lo chatzer, ve ein lo arba amos. Why doesn't he have chatzer in arba amos? Why not? Why not? Because he doesn't have shlichus. If he doesn't have shlichus, he doesn't have these kinyanim. But if they work what? On automatic pilot, why not? So the Gemara says, and then he explains that a ktana has a yad, but not a katan. And then he says, halach yirav. Misra achem ratz macha metziya. If other people running after metziya b'harei hu tzvi shavar gozal shal parchu, im hoya ome b'tzad sadeyu, shem b'tocho, and if he could run, he would grab them. He could be able to grab them. V'omar, zochsali sadi, zochsalo sade. So whereas Tosfos says you have to say zochsali,
no.
The Rambam seems to indicate
that either that
if it's a chotzer she'ena mishtameres, you have to say zochsali. If it's a chotzer mishtameres, it works automatically. Rabosai, could you use this data, this information that now you have, to answer up the kasha of Rabbi Kiveg?
Kasha on Rabbi?
No, the kasha of Rabbi Kiveg. The kasha of the sons of Rabbi Kiveg. In other words, they ask a kasha. How can you tell me Zechia is just a chisaron and minui, and therefore a katan has Zechia? If that's true, a katan should have chatzer too. And now I've given you some information. What might you argue to deflect this kasha of the Rambam says if you have a chotzer hamishtameres, that is kone shalomidata. If you have a chotzer she'eno mishtameres, then you must say zochali. You have to go ahead and express that you want the chotzer to be kone. What is the Rambam indicating, Moshe?
That chatzer does need a certain type of minui.
Correct. Would you call it? So I'm going to use a different word, though. Correct. Does it need minui? No. But what does it need?
It does. There's
one word. I think one word. I think is the best word. It needs to be activated. The chatzer needs activation, and there's two ways you can activate a chatzer. One way is to construct the chatzer in a way that objectively makes it an instrument of kinyan. And how do you do that? That's called a chatzer ha mishtameres. If it's a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, it is not an instrument of kinyan. It has not been activated because it is not going to be expressing any sense of dominion and control when the object goes into your chatzer. So what do you need to do? What do you need to do?
Activate.
You need to activate it. How do you activate it? By saying zochali, that my sadeh should be zochefni. Who is activating it? The Baal HaChatzer has to activate. So I wouldn't call it a minui, but I would call it an... In other words, unlike Zachim, unlike
us.
Exactly, Pashit. Unlike Zachim, where is everything? Whether you go like Tosis or like the Tzos, Where is everything coming from? Where is everything happening?
In which case?
In Zachin. It's coming from the Shaliach. The Shaliach is activating the Kinyan. And the Mishaleach, the Zocher, happens to be a beneficiary, but he's doing nothing to activate. He's doing nothing. It's all in the hands of the Shliach Zocher. Is that true by Chatzar?
No.
Who's making the Kinyan in the case of Chatzar?
It's the
Katan. It's the Katan's doing. The Bala Chatzar's doing. Either by building the Chatzar as such, and thereby objectively activating it, or by saying Zachali, and that will activate an otherwise inactive Chatzar, make it active, and therefore it's happening by the Katan, and therefore, again, I don't think there's a Kash over here, and that, I think, is the simple resolution. Tosis is a little bit of a shtickle problem. According to Tosis, but I'd say even according to Tosis, is Tosis going to enable, in other words, even the Chiddush of the Rambam, I think Tosis is going to tell you, a Chatzar Shein Mishtamer is not Kona, period. It's not Kona. But if you're talking about a Chatzar, you know, the Chatzar itself has to be one that is inherently capable of kinyan, and that has to be created by the Baal HaChatzar, and that itself means that the Baal HaChatzar is doing the kinyan.
But if you have a Chatzar Mishtameres, right? If you have a Chatzar Mishtameres, right? Why is that? That's not told on the das of the katan. That's not the das of. Let's say a katan
buys a Chatzar.
He buys a Chatzar.
Someone who's quite matna
a Chatzar Mishtameres.
Right.
Why would that not work?
If I were to ask you, what?
It's not his das.
You don't need his das.
You'll not need his das, but I don't think it's going to work. No, it doesn't work. There's still a halachic activation.
Yeah.
There's still a halachic activation.
It's
a halachic activation that is not going to be independent of the katan. It's not independent of the katan.
So every time that the field activates, it's activating the das of the owner without the owner knowing.
I wouldn't say it like that. I think this is much cleaner according to the Rambam, 100%, 100% cleaner according to the Rambam. According to Tosis. Again,
but even according to the Rambam, in a case of Chatzar Mishtameres.
No, I think according to the Rambam, it's fine.
But according to the Rambam, in a case of Chatzar Mishtameres, you're activating the das of the owner without.
What we're saying is, a Chatzar does not stand. When it comes to Zachin, the Shliach stands 100% independent of the Zochin. The Zochin could have nothing. He's totally divorced in the case, and he's Kohen. That's when it comes to Zachin, because it's an absolute skus. A Chatzar, once I own a Chatzar HaMishtameres, I'm essentially making a statement. And the statement I'm making is, this Chatzar is available for Kinyan. It's there to be Kohen. That's what Chatzar HaMishtameres, when I make a Chatzar HaMishtameres, I'm saying that the property inside, I want, I desire, I'm interested in. If I have cows in there, sheep in there, I want them staying in there. I have a overt or even latent rut zone that I want it there, that I want the stuff in there. So if something flies in, yes, I want it there. And that rut zone doesn't have to be a katan who doesn't have das, doesn't have to be expressed, but the mitzius of Chatzar HaMishtameres is an expression of that, which is lodged in the Baal HaChatzar, and that I think is what creates the kinyan. Yeah. Thank you for pressing, but I think that's the idea. You're not listening to me, but that's the idea.
No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead. I'm saying, but it's still, you didn't like.
I think it's a chiddush, but I think it's the pshat in Chatzar Mishtameres.
Right, but you basically confirmed what I said in different words.
Okay, I didn't like how you said it, but okay, that's
no. I'm saying
happy. Good.
I'm saying you're activating you're activating the das of the owner.
Okay.
So we're not already saying. When Tosis says that you don't need das for Chatzar, it means that you don't need active das right now.
Right.
But you do need das in general.
I'm not comfortable with the das word a little bit because the katan's Chatzar is Kona. It's not Kona, yes. It's not das. It's Kona Shalomi Daita. If it's an activated Chatzar, what activates the Chatzar? Either shimur or an expression of...
Which a kid can't do.
Exactly. Which a child can't do. Even if he's inherits a chatzah mishtameres, it's like got, you have to have activated as a chatzah mishtameres, and a cotton can't do
that. Doesn't need to do it right now.
Correct. That's correct. That's correct. I'd like to go. Ooh. Can I go by through Shas? Yeah, go ahead.
Menachem. How is Remy saying that you need an activation by Mishmeret? How do you need that?
I have a backyard. Does my backyard have a fence?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's part of the sukkah.
No, that's not why. It has a fence because I don't want unwanted people trespassing into my area. I want my orange trees absolutely secure of any kind of unwanted individuals. I want it secure. I am expressing by the fact that I have fenced in the chotzer. I'm making a statement. Whether I say it with my mouth or not, I'm making a statement that the stuff in there is mine and not yours. That's the statement I'm making by having a chatzah mishtameres. And therefore, if the stuff flies in, I also want it. If it's something, if I also want it. I want to be kind of it. That's what my gating the area is expressing. So the chatzah is being activated. Who can't activate a chatzah? A cotton can't activate a chatzah. Why? Because that requires das. And that's even chatzah is not like zachin. Zachin, what activates zachin?
The shliach.
The shliach. What activates chatzer?
Oh, shliach.
The shliach.
But you're not a shliach.
The zeichen. The zeichen. Okay. Okay.
The white.
Yeah, Dresner, what do you got?
Are we saying here that a chatzer and a shliach are pretty much the same thing, that they have to be activated?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes. That's correct. Yeah.
What mechanism is the Yalda using to...
Yalda?
Yeah.
The Ktana? Yad.
Yad.
A chatzer of a Ktana, based on Xeris HaKasim HaSechas Gittin, is an extension of her hand. It's her. It's her. It's not a shliach. It's her. Okay. Okay, guys, please open up your Ron. I want to move on to the Ron. I want to go through the Ron quickly. But the Ron has some important yesodas, and I want to do this so I can start fresh topic in Mir Tashem tomorrow. Okay, Rabosai, if I were to ask you, Kiddushin Mem Beis Amin Aleph, does that stand for the rule of Shlichus, Zechia Midin Shlichus, or Shlichus Lamidin? Okay, Kiddushin Membeis stands for the rule Zechia Labidin Shlichus. Do you understand why that is?
Yeah.
Why do I say it stands for the rule Shlichus Labidin Zach Labidin Shlichus? Because what's the progression of the Gemara? The Gemara says we can learn out Shlichus from what? From the Nasi Echad. The Gemara says you can't learn out from Shlichus from Nasi Echad. After all, they were Ketana. So that can't be a vehicle for Shlichus. So how are you going to go ahead and learn out? So what do you learn out from Nasi Echad? You learn out?
Zechia
from Nasi Echad. Again, let's play this out. Let's walk me through this. The Gemara says Nasi Echad is a source for Shlichus. That's the Gemara's suggestion. The Gemara says you can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because Harei Ketanin. And therefore, a Ketan Relav Bar Shlichus, and therefore it's not going to be a source for Shliach. The Gemara says, okay, then how did the Chalukah Ha'aretz happen? So Nasi Echad is going to be used to teach me Zechia. And what's the Gemara's next move? It can't be Zechia because Harei Chova. Now, stop right there. If Zechia was Midin Shlichus, would this have been even a suggestion? No, because Harei Ketanim. And if the Gemara wanted to just go through the motions, it could have said, if Zechia Midin Shlichus, it should have said Harei Ketanim. It doesn't say Harei Ketanim, it says Harei Chova, which means clearly Zechia is Lav Midin Shlichus. How does Gemara solve the problem of Harei Chova? So it comes to, we have three steps, step one, step two, and then it comes to the din of Apu Tropos, which is now learned out from Nasi Echad. So far, so good? We raised on Shir one of the Sugya. When we get to Apu Tropos, Is apotropos fixing zechia, or is it a new halacha called apotropos? Okay, that's going to be very significant. But bottom line, right now from our sugya, what do I see? Zechia does not equal shlichus. Who is this going to pose a dramatic problem for?
The Gemara in...
Not the Gemara 4, also the Gemara 4, but Tosfos. Tosfos at Shas, it says Zechia's Midin Shlichus. Comes on the Raspa, the Ritva, and the Ramban, and they all say, this Gemara, you see, Zechia's Lav Midin Shlichus. There is another Gemara. A Gemara in Bava Metzia, Dav Ayin Aleph, in Beis, we saw this Gemara regarding the Ribbis case. Do you recall? The Ribbis Gemara? You have a Yisrael 1, Yisrael 2, a guy in the picture, etc. And the Gemara's conclusion, jumping to the end of the Gemara's conclusion is, can a guy be a shliach? A guy can't be a shliach, so therefore he doesn't have zechia. But a katan, who is osi lidei shlichos, can have zechia mideh rabbanan. So it ties Zechia midrabanan to shlichus. Since he will have shlichus, does he have shlichus now?
No.
But he will have shlichus, so we'll give him zechia drabanan. But a guy who will never have shlichus will never have zechia. So Bava Metzia sounds like it's saying, why do we give a katan zechia midrabanan? Because he's going to have shlichus. So there's a tie, a linkage between zechia and shlichus, and that would seem to be a problem to be shown in. That hold of Zechimid and Shlichos are placing a primacy on Bava Metzia. Those that are rejecting that place a primacy on Kiddushin. They have a different gear, so we recall, in Bava Metzia. But the question is, can these Gemaras be reconciled in any fashion? Can you go ahead and link these Gemaras to each other? And that's what the Ran attempts to do. And the Ran was going to make, and then I'm going to go through the Ran inside with you. It's a technical Ran. A technical Ran, but the Ran, when you read it through, he basically rereads the Gemara and suggests that the entire shakla, the tire of this Gemara, actually goes to our topic. And what the Gemara is really being done and asking is the Zechia Midin Shlichus or not? We're going to see the Gemara, see how he resolves it, and it's going to have a big impact on the Maskana as well. And let's see how that plays out.
If that's true, why are we doing that?
It's true. At what?
Why do we care about that here?
What are you talking about?
Talking about shlichos.
Can we see it?
Let's see it.
Yeah, you'll ask me after you see it. Yeah. Or not. Okay. Please take a look. He quotes the Gemara in detail, and then he says, I'm starting from Klomar after he quotes the Gemaras. So he says, Klomar, Dahacha lo midin zechia. Our Gemara seems to include it's not midin zechia. The hacha lav zechia gemuri. It's not a full schus. The ikan didin chle bahar, v'lo nichle bebika. Ikan didin chle bebika, v'lo nichle bahar. Ela midin aputrapusu. So the conclusion is aputrapus. Shiyesh lebezdin lefakeach al nichse yisomim ktanim. That bezdin has authority to oversee the nechasim of orphans. V'chalukasan, and to distribute them. And I'm going to underline this with these words, but I don't know what they mean yet. And that process is gilui milsa ba'almahu. It is a gilui milsa ba'almahu. Ubezdin ma'midim aputrapus lakach. Step one. Okay, what's he talking about? I don't know yet. Let's continue. Skip to the next paragraph in my version. V'ika deboy, which is a couple of lines down, 3-4 lines down. V'ika deboy lemelap mishmaitin dezchil lav mitam shlichus. And there are those who learn from our sugya, quotes the Ramban, that shlichus is lav mitin shlichus. Ha aminim yekara tizbar da ha shlichus hi, v'aktanam ha b'nei shlichus ninu, elaka de rab rab huna, and he says it's clear from this paragraph. And therefore, you see that even though Ketanim are lav b'nei shlichus, they are b'nei zechia, and zechia is lav midin shlichus. That's that paragraph. Okay. Then he's going to quote the next paragraph, which is the sugya in Bav Metzia, where he says, there you see that shlichus, that zechia is midin shlichus. He sets up the problem. Which brings me to the paragraph that I really want to focus on.
Say, but he says that there, he says, he points at two different ways to look at the Gemara above Metzia.
No. I think he's...
Above Metzia.
Here?
I mean, Aleph. He says, Ikav, I divide the male from Ishmaita. The Zechia Lavi Tam Shlichus. When he says it from exactly the sex thing, that it is Mitam Shlichus.
And the pashtus is, it's Mitam Shlichus.
No, but he's saying he points out both ways to look at the Gemara above Metzia. He quotes the Ramban who's commenting on the Gemara. Yeah.
Where?
Ramban, Bava Metzia, Ayin Aleph, Mevet.
I don't have that.
The Ikka, Dabari, Lemelef, Mishmaita, you don't see that?
That I have.
Right?
Yeah. Ramban, that's our Gemara.
Right? No. Bava Metzia, Ayin Aleph.
No, I know, but the Ramban there is quoting, is talking about our Gemara. The Ramban Metzia is talking about, he learns from our Gemara that Shlichus is Lab Midin, that Zechi is Lab Midin Shlichus. Trust me on that. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Okay. Okay. V'chitema. Do you see V'chitema? There we're going to work carefully on the words. Do you see V'chitema?
Yep.
V'chitema. So V'chitema mikol makom kasha shmaitim. Our Gemara, therefore, is the problem. Because if you hold like Tosis, you hold Bav Metzia, then Zechia is midin shlichus. How do you understand our Gemara? So he says as follows. Watch this. De'ein hachanami. Does our Gemara absolutely stand for Zechia midin shlichus? Seemingly yes, but maybe not. De'lamai de'kosalka daitach. Hashta. De'rav muchach me'haikra. The zochin shelo be'adam shel befanav zochin lekatan mida oraisa velo midin shlichus umishum hachi lo parchina v'hakatan labar zechiu delofum paste derav vaday zochin lo mida oraisa. And the Gemara does not ask v'hakatan lav bar zechiu. So right here at this stage. Zechia, Rav says, we're learning out Zechia from Nasi Echad, and the Gemara does not say, it does not say Harek Tanim,
because
Zechia is not Shlichus. More than that, if I were to ask you, what is the source of Shlichus in Kol HaTorah Kula, what are you going to answer me? You're going to tell me Kutchin. You're going to tell me Gerushin, Vishilach Vishilcha. So that's the source of Shlichus. What's the Gemara saying right now? What's the source of Zachin? Nasi Echa. I have a new source. A new source means what? It's not Shlichus. The Torah is telling me I have a new pasuk. Teach me Zachin. I'm not asking a kasha of Harek Tanim. You knew it. I didn't know it.
No, but we learned this before.
Maybe you did. I didn't. Maybe you did. I didn't. There's a new pasuk that's teaching me Zechia. Once it's a new pasuk, by definition, Zechia does not equal Shlichus. By definition. It's got to be. But then what does the Gemara say? What's the next move of the Gemara? You can't tell me that this is what the pasuk means. Because Nasi Echad Ika de Nichale Bahar Ika de Nichale Babika, which means it's not a schus, which means Nasi Echad is not teaching me Zechia. It's not teaching me Zechia. What is Nasi Echad teaching me?
Apotropos.
Which the Ran is going to say has nothing to do with Zechia. So now, if I were to ask you, in this Gemara Daf Mem Beis, what's the source of Zachin La'adam Shelo B'Fanav? We don't have a source. And if you don't have a source, you must default to other existing sources. Dahainu? Shlichus. And therefore, says the Ran, he walks the topic through the Gemara, and he's going to tell you that no. You might get bluffed into thinking this Gemara means Zechiah is lav midin shlichus, but that's only if you stop halfway. But we're not learning Havaminas here. We're learning a maskana. And the maskana is Nasi Echad is not teaching me Zechiah, it's teaching me Apotropos, which means I have no source for Zechiah, which means where am I learning Zechiah from? Shlichus. And now I'm back to the world of Tosfos. So Kiddushin Membeis is not a raya for Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. Because how does the Gemara conclude? Nasiach is Apachapas. Apachapas is not Zechiah. And therefore Zechiah is without a pasuk. That's Shlichus. So 1 second. So says the Ran. Vayter, let's finish up the paragraph. So the Ran now says, Aval Mikavan De'akshinan V'tizbra De'hazchusu. What do you mean? It's not a schus. Hachovahu Dika D'nichle Bahar V'ukimnot K'derova Amar Av Nachman De'amar Minayin L'yisom Shabbo Lachu B'nisi Avim Lo Tivsho Mina. You can't now learn Zachin L'adam Shal V'fana B'davah Shein Shalo V'zachin L'kad Midaraisa. And then he says even greater chidush. So I have no pasuk, so Zechiah is midin shlichus. So what about what's going on with Apotropos? So what is going on? What is V'nasi Echad yes teaching me? Apotropos. Now I'm going to ask a question. Listen carefully. Do not answer. Just listen. Is Apotropos a new din? Or is it fixing the problem of Zechiah? The problem of Zechiah is Chova. And Apotropos is a fix, or is it a new halacha? So comes along the Ran is telling you it's a new halacha. Because give me a synonym for Zechiah. When we say Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav, what are we essentially saying? You're making a what for this guy, even though he's not here. You're making a what? A what? A kinyan. You're making a kinyan. Who needs to make kinyanim? A baldover. What's the chiddush of shlichus? He becomes a baldover. What's the chiddush of zechiah midin shlichus? The zeicher becomes a baldover even without a meaning, because it's an absolute schus. But this is not an absolute schus. Because I like mountain air and I got valley air. So it's not an absolute schus. So what's enabling this to happen? Apotropos. Is Apotropos an operation of kinyan?
Yes.
No.
It's just
who is bequeathing the land in Eretz Yisrael to not best?
God.
The Urim V'Tumim. Whatever. God in the Chalukas Ha'aretz is giving every single Shevet a piece of the land. And every member of the Shevet already owns every piece of that Chalukah. But is that convenient to have 60,000 people all owning everything? No. So what do? So we distribute. But what is the distribution essential? What's the chiddush of the Apotropos? What's Nasi Echa doing? He's just distributing what is essentially already yours. And that's not a kinyan operation. That's Gilui Milsa. It's just revealing what was kind of yours always. It's just ordering everything. And the Apotropos has the authority to do that. I like mountain living. Too bad. Because you know what? You already had a chelik of the... of the valley, so we are giving you that chelek. It's not that I am being machne to you, I am just
giving what you're
distributing it. But I'm not making kinyonim. And that's Apotropos. Now, does Apotropos have anything to do now in light of this reading with Zachin?
No.
And therefore, what's the source? I'm going to quiz. Source for Apotropos is what?
Nasiach.
Source for... Shlichus is what? Garrison, Kutchim, etc. Source for Zach and his boss. I got nothing. And therefore, I defaulted to something else. What is that? Shlichus. That's Tosis. That's how Tosis and the Ran read this Gemara. One second. How does the Rashba, Ramban, Ritva, Chachme, Sfarad read the Gemara?
They read it as if Apachapas is a fixed Zechiah.
Right.
It would follow the
is that we have a Zechiah problem because this is a what? It's a Chova. But is it really a Chova? Is it an absolute Chova? I'm not getting what I really want, but I'm getting. And therefore, it's not a real Chova, it's a mixed Schus / Chova. What allows a mixed Chova / Schus to work? Apuchopos, which cures what? Cures Zachin. If it cures Zachin, at the end of the day, what is the source of Zachin? It's what? It's Nasi Echad. If it's Nasi Echad, is it working midin Shlichus? No. And that's the Rishonim that say Zechiah lav midin Shlichus because it has an independent source. Why do I say this Ran is a beautiful Ran? Because what the Ran did with a lot of work is the Ran basically took Ira Gemara, which most Rishonim say is proves Zechiah lav midin Shlichus. And he showed you, if you read the Gemara carefully with a good sense of Lamdisha eyes, and you wait for the steps of the Gemara, it's exactly what the Gemara is working on. The Gemara is identifying, Nasi Echad is a source of Zechiah. And therefore it's a separate source. Good, you don't have a problem with Ketanim. And then the Gemara comes on to Apachopis. Now, how do you understand line 3, the third stage of the Gemara? What is Apachopis? Is it a Zakan fix? Or is it a new din, is exactly going to reflect the Machlokes Rishonim, whether Zechiah is midin shlichus or not midin shlichus, and that's the major, major contribution of the Ran. That will put, for us, the sugya of Zachin to bed. But, what will we open up with next time? So next time we're going to go dig deep into Apotropos, at least 2-3 days on Apotropos, which again has a lot. You'll notice there's some very delicious Tysus in on our daf, which will help us really explore Apotropos. Okay, have an excellent Shabbos Kodesh. I will see you all on Sunday, Friday, somewhere around the corner.